guys. Welcome to another NFL podcast with Brett and Arv.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Welcome back. We were on our bye week, apparently, according to Arv.
Oh, I guess this is my turn to talk?
That's your turn
Thanks
to talk.
Thanks for that introduction and introducing me. We're back. We had a bye week.
We did.
You know, everyone doesn't know this, or, well, everybody does know this, but they don't really know nothing.
They don't know nothing about
us. We have day jobs.
We.
Well, I have a day job. Right? So it takes a little time. I need a little time off. We needed a bye week.
It's a tough economy out here right now. We can't even find shitty jobs, people.
If you're looking for a second crappy job, forget it. I've already looked.
Right.
I've already been denied.
No.
So don't even bother.
What's going on the show today, Arv?
We got a good show.
Yeah.
Great show.
Tell the listeners. They're excited. They're glad to have us back, I'm
sure. Top level podcasting.
Yeah.
Show tonight. All right, we got three sections. We're going to look at, we have a section called Rattle and Hum.
Yes.
Which we'll explain after. Our Sunday picks.
Yeah.
Only Sunday.
We're going back to that. I think the listeners
Monday.
Missed that.
I miss it. So that's all that matters.
Fair enough. I did too, buddy.
And then we're going to look at hopes and dreams. We're going to look at our individual team's playoffs potential.
Hopes.
Extravaganza. Hope and dreams.
And dreams.
Right. We're going to look at your Seattle Seahawks, my San Diego Chargers.
Correct.
Next week, we'll look at other teams.
Yes.
Potentially going to the playoffs. Who's got a shot? Who doesn't? So we'll look into that. We'll dissect that. That'll be the third section.
Sounds good.
All right. So let's get to it.
I have one last thing. This is a surprise. I know you haven't seen this.
Right.
I was...
No, I'm saying right like a million times.
There's another drink for my cousin. I was in the US of A and I was down there for Thanksgiving weekend. Thanksgiving week. Had a lovely time. Lovely dinner.
How did the Seahawks do?
They didn't... When was that? Was that two weeks ago?
They lost.
Oh, that was...
It was Sunday. It was last Sunday.
Okay, well, we went out for dinner on a Thursday night. So you're messing me up.
You were texting me during the game.
Against Tampa Bay?
Yeah.
Was I?
We were both texting each other.
Oh, man. I tell you, I'm getting old to see now. And we had a lovely evening.
Remember I texted you how... Russell Wilson had 1 yard passing.
Yes, you did.
At the second half.
Yeah, you rubbed that one in a little
Unbelievable.
Bit.
Unbelievable.
I think we've got something that'll change my luck. We now have a mascot for the show. We have a first-time caller, long-time listener in Washington State.
Your pops?
That gave me... Well, no, not my pops, actually. It's friends of my pops.
Your pops is too cheap to send something over here.
I tell you, man.
I can see the bag here, but what is this?
Isn't that a nice bag?
It is nice. It's nice.
We've got a mascot, and she's even named our mascot. This is
what
Touchdown.
What the hell
this
is
Touchdown.
That? That is, what is that?
That's
a caterpillar?
Caterpillar, a butterfly, a ladybug. It's whatever you want it to be, buddy, but I love the colors. He's going to sit right there. We'll probably get a picture we'll have to put on the website.
I don't get it, though. Why wouldn't it be like... I thought something like a Seattle Seahawk bobblehead, like Russell Wilson bobblehead. That I could proudly put up.
The colors are lovely. This is homemade, man. Like,
it looks like a butterfly, caterpillar, yeah. Or even a scorpion.
It could be a scorpion with that tail, too. And if you want to go down that path, if you speak negatively...
Negatively? Yes.
Of the individual that made it. She'll
bite
you.
Curse on my life?
You'll be cursed. She'll come and get you. She'll sting you with the tail. So shout out to our Washington State friends and thank you very much, Junie Mooney.
A friend of the show is a friend of mine.
There you go. That's all it takes.
And I just wish we didn't record the podcast in my home because now that thing is going to
That's our mascot. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know where to put it.
You know what? We could maybe discuss a Chargers colored friend for Touchdown.
Like a Philip Rivers bobblehead.
Right.
I'll try to hunt one down.
I don't think so. She could maybe make you one if you're a little bit nicer to
her. All right, I'll find a spot for it in the studio here.
You should.
Probably maybe up on the speaker there. Nice little window view.
I like it.
All right, let's get to the show.
You were surprised though.
Very.
You love mascot. You love Touchdown.
That's the name, Touchdown?
No, that's what she called him. I wanted Russell, but that's what she called him. That's what he's sticking at.
Touchdown TD?
Oh, TD. We could shorten that up a little.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks a little bit like a TD, doesn't he?
I'm going to have to examine that in the break.
All right,
let's get to the show.
Let's do it. So we're introducing a new segment to our listeners today. It's called Rattle and Hum.
we've done this segment before where it's, we've named teams, players, coaches
yes.
that are rattled.
Yeah.
So we've just added the hum, which yep. is teams that are humming along.
You got to have the bad with the good with the bad. Evil versus...
Symmetry.
Symmetry.
Comes down yep. to symmetry again.
So we'll start with the first rattled one for me. We've talked about it before. These guys, I think they did sign you, and then maybe you got cut from the team. They're horrible, man. They're not going to win a game. The Browns.
Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland Browns. I got them as rattled.
Interesting, interesting. Who do you got for a hum?
Humming right now, I've got a couple that we could choose from. For sure, the one that stands out for me is Oakland. They just seem to be on a roll, man. And that win against Denver really impressed me. I never thought I would see them at 9-2 right now in the season.
And we said at the beginning, like episode one, it was that 2-point conversion.
Yeah.
That they went for.
Yes, that's right.
To win the game.
Old
game
Jack one. Del Rio.
Unreal. Your rattle team is my number one hum team.
And what? I'll
explain why. The Browns.
What?
They're at peace. Hum means you're relaxed. They know they're not going to win.
Okay.
They know they're out of the playoffs. They've already been mathematically eliminated from the playoffs for next year. That's how bad they are, right?
Okay.
I don't think they're... I think that they've accepted it. It's yeah. like, you know, you're about to die. They've accepted it.
It's the last walk. Like, it's, you get your final meal. You get your, you know, your
everyone's your in it for a paycheck.
Well, the coach is going to get fired, though, no? Because some they're at, the heads have to fall. Like, the axes are coming down.
How many times? You know, Mike Wilbon made a good point. It's like, you need consistency. You got to have someone in that role. You're going to have, like, a 15th coach now.
Yeah.
I think it's time to put in RG3. I don't know what wow. they're waiting for. It's experimental time over there.
Yeah.
Get everyone to earn their pay. Bottom line, everyone's in it for a paycheck. Everyone can sleep at night. There's zero expectations. They win a game, they might go into shock. Right?
I see where you're going with this one. As a professional paid football player, how can you be happy with your performance, what you're putting out on the field?
No one said anything about happiness, buddy. They're just acceptance. They're getting paid to play a game. Remember that.
Yes.
Win or lose now, they're not going to make the playoffs. There's no point. It's just now they should literally go out there. Just have fun.
Just tank it.
Not tank it.
No.
Go out there, try new things. You know, like I think I was telling you, we were watching the Cowboys game earlier, and I said, let's just punt it on third down. Just confuse everybody. If I was the Browns coach,
yeah.
which I'm not, by the way, I want that to be clear.
Okay.
Every fourth down, I'd be going for it.
We could get confused on that because you are Brown, Cleveland the Browns coach. I see where you're going with this one.
How is that going for you, being clever?
Slow and steady.
Every fourth down,
yeah.
I'd go for it.
Okay.
You somehow miraculously get a touchdown, you're going for two every time.
Flea flickers.
I'd be doing 60-yard field goals.
Statue of Liberty plays.
Anything. Anything at this point. Why not? Have fun out there.
A Richard Sherman jump offside, smoke the kicker. Anything.
No. They're not that low.
Easy.
They got respect for the game. That's Easy. Why they're not going to cheat.
I'm covering touchdowns ears right now.
Anyway, my rattle team, believe okay. it or not, is Miami Dolphins.
Wow.
Because they're in the hunt for the playoffs for the first time. We've talked about this. They've landed in a division
yeah.
with the Patriots. And it's got to suck because you know the Patriots are going to make it every year.
True.
And so you're a wild card team. You're never going to win it through the division, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of that conference is pretty strong usually, the AFC. I just think they're rattled right now because there's a lot of pressure on them. They've never been in a spot where, oh, wow, we might just make the playoffs here. We might just sneak in again.
Yeah.
You know, it's been like years since the Miami Dolphins have been in.
Dan Marino days, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I think they're probably rattled. They haven't been under this pressure before. I think it's going to show this week when they play the Ravens, and the Ravens are going to demolish them.
You figure.
A telltale sign of a team that's going to be rattled is they're going to do some...
Hugabaloo. Yeah.
Things aren't going to be smooth. You're going to see there's too much pressure on them.
Right. Okay.
So I don't know. Can they handle that pressure? The Bills are still in the hunt for it as well.
Yeah.
They're not rattled, though.
Yeah.
Because I'll give Rex Ryan that. He's always been a guy that...
Loves the buffet. Exactly.
He loves the buffet.
Yeah.
But he doesn't get rattled.
No. All right.
He definitely doesn't get rattled at a buffet.
Not at all. No.
That
agreed.
Fat pig.
That guy knows his way around a buffet.
He does. But in the NFL, too, I got to give him credit. You know, jokes aside about his weight, which is, like, out of control.
Okay.
And his brother's even worse.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. But, you know, say what you want about Rex Ryan. Never rattled.
Never.
Rare. Rare is he rattled. He's not going to be rattled because he's about to make the playoffs or he's in the playoff hunt.
Gotcha.
He's not going to be rattled for that reason. Hit me with another rattle and hum.
Start you with the rattled Cincinnati Bengals, man. AJ Green tore the hamstring. He's out. He's done. I think right now that is absolutely killing the Magic Ginger.
He's in trouble. I agree. He'd be rattled.
You figure, eh? You could see that?
Remember last year he injured his finger?
Yes.
A game or two before the playoffs?
Yes, I do remember that.
And now this year, at least, he just tanked right from the get-go.
You remember, again, with Oakland, Carr hurt his finger. It was actually dislocated on the snap.
And he came back.
And he came back, put a glove on, and aired it out at the end. Like,
that's a telltale sign of a guy that does not get rattled.
Agreed.
I think the Ginger is kind of like, what's his name from Chicago, Cutler.
Yeah. Well, he's done. He just tore his shoulder. Right?
They start crying.
Turf toe,
or yeah. This year.
Paper cut.
Yeah, he's just like, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm
done. I think the Ginger is feeling the same thing. And there's no incentive to play right now.
No.
When you don't make the playoffs in the NFL, it's, you know, by now you kind of know who's in and who's out.
Yeah.
Why try?
Why give it any effort even though you're paid $20 million a year or something to put out product? We should talk a bit more about the fact that viewership, listenership, everything else, it's down. It's down tremendously.
But for our podcast, it's up. So what does that say?
I hope so.
Well, you know, that'll be for another episode.
So for my hum team, I've got KC. They beat Denver. They look good. We got Macklin coming back from an injury. Tyreek Hill starting to put it together. I really think that they are a team that could be a serious threat.
Aren't they just a regular season team, though, where they do really well in the regular season, come playoff time? But I guess that doesn't affect it. They're humming along. That is what they do.
They are definitely humming along right now.
Good point.
Okay.
My rattle and hum. Rattled Vikings. They lost to the Lions last week. Lost to the Cowboys tonight. But more importantly, the Packers won. Right? So now the Packers have evened it up with them.
Do you think the Packers are humming?
No, they were on my rattled list.
Were they?
They still are.
They still are? Anybody that's got Rodgers for a quarterback, you can't really... He played great.
Last week, the Packers and Eagles played. Packers won, and it was a must-win for both. Like, the Eagles are trying to chase Washington and New York in that division, and for the wild card, because the Cowboys are going to win the division.
For sure.
Right? So the Giants probably have that wild card locked up.
Yeah.
But potentially a second wild card is Washington or Philadelphia, so they needed to win.
Right.
And Aaron Rodgers, he needed to win to keep up with Detroit and Minnesota. The Packers' only way through to the playoffs is to win the division.
Okay.
I think they're going to win a wild card. They needed that game bad. They won it. Doesn't mean they're not rattled. I think Aaron Rodgers isn't rattled, but I think the team's still rattled.
So to your point, I would agree with the Minnesota piece. I think losing last week to Detroit, which they should have won. I think they should have won that one, actually.
And that's the division leader.
Right.
And so if it comes down to a tiebreaker of any kind, they're down to the Lions now.
Yeah.
Where the Packers have beat the Lions
this
season, so they have that tiebreaker. But Green Bay Packers got to pull a Phillip Rivers and run the table.
Everything comes back to Phillip Rivers.
God, I love Phillip Rivers.
I know you do.
He's running around last week looking great.
Hold on. Has he been getting your letters?
We'll talk about him later. For my final hum team,
Come
on, Patriots. With news today that Gronk is going to be out for 2 months.
Yeah.
Nothing can rattle these guys.
He's done. Gronk, remember last year he got hurt too, right?
He could be like Tony Romo, where the injuries now start coming
a little bit more often.
Exactly.
Yeah, fast and furious.
Right. Even with him injured, either Belichick's going to find someone new and we've never heard of and he's just going to become a great player.
Yeah.
Or Brady's going to take someone and just make them even better.
They do have a lot of weapons they can use, for sure. I agree with you.
And they have weapons we don't even know about.
You figure.
I think so.
Yeah.
You know, that's how they get these guys. You know, think about it. Gronk came out of nowhere. And he's all of a sudden, that's all we hear about is Gronk. But he wasn't on those first two Super Bowl winning teams. He just recently came out of nowhere. How did they find him?
Right.
I don't remember him getting drafted. Do you?
I don't offhand. We should probably check with Google and see what that's all about. Did he get drafted right to the Pats first?
That's what I'm saying. We would know that.
Right.
Or if he was a high draft pick, I thought we would probably have heard, oh, who's this guy, right?
Yeah.
And they always get low draft picks anyway because they're always end up with such high seasons. All right, time for the Sunday picks.
We know what happened because this is being recorded on a Thursday night.
After the Cowboys game.
We apologize to our listeners. We got to get this out sooner.
The bye week killed us.
The bye week did kill us. How was your bye week?
It was great.
Yeah?
You know what? That's my personal life. I don't like my personal life on air.
Yes.
So let's get to the Sunday picks.
There was some R&R in the personal life, though.
Big time.
Good
big
to
time
hear. R&R. You need it, buddy. You're a hard worker. Yeah, besides being a professional podcaster.
You need a day job. All right. Kansas City, Atlanta. Who do you got?
Wow.
Big game.
Wow.
You've got your hum team.
You
KC.
Do. And Atlanta is starting to roll a little bit too.
7-4
Yeah.
Are the Hawks. Chiefs, 8-3
Wow.
In Atlanta.
I'm taking Atlanta. Okay. As I said, I think the Chiefs are rolling right now. They're humming. I'm picking them.
KC, got it.
Miami at Baltimore. We talked about this one before. You said that Miami is...
Rattled. And they are going to come undone against the Ravens. I don't bet against the Ravens in Baltimore.
Yeah.
So I got the Ravens.
You like Flacco?
Hate Flacco. Think he's a bum.
Yeah.
Think he feels like he's entitled.
Sure.
He's got to earn my respect. I know he won one Super Bowl.
Right.
But I don't believe in him.
Okay.
Never will. I don't believe someone that tall.
I'll go with you. I'm going to stay with Baltimore. Oh, this next one is interesting.
The battle of the losers. 49ers versus the Chicago Bears. I don't even know if the 49ers, if Kaepernick even plays for them anymore.
That,
I know Cutler's out.
Cutler is out. They were saying Kaepernick's stock is a little bit back on the rise. Yeah, buddy. So San Francisco, Chicago. San Fran did well against Miami last week.
That's probably why Miami's rattled as well.
Yeah.
A team like the 49ers can throw 24 on them.
Right. Fair enough.
That's
I'll give you that
one. You go downstairs.
Yeah.
You know, to the court.
Right.
And you put up 7 on me in a game of 21.
Yeah.
I'd be pretty rattled. Be like, how the heck did this guy put on 7?
I tell you.
You know, even though I take you down at 21.
I'm a baller. But it's not how you start. It is how you finish, Arv.
Right. I would have had 21. Oh, I'd be 21-7. I'd be shocked he put 7 on me.
Someday. We'll see, buddy. We'll take it out of the courts. I'm picking San Fran in this one, man.
I've got the 49ers as well.
Okay.
All right. We got Philadelphia Eagles, Cincinnati Bengals. Since he was on your rattled list.
They were. I don't think they can get right as well. So it's also in Cincinnati though, right?
It is in the jungle.
I don't know, man. I just don't see it happening right now. I feel that Philadelphia has a lot more to fight for. I'm going to go with Philly on this one.
I've got the Bengals.
Wow. Because they're at home?
I think the Eagles are deflated. From, okay. I think they're out of the playoffs. They kind of know it.
Okay.
They need a lot of help to get in.
It could happen though.
To catch Washington,
mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be tough for them.
Okay.
But I got the Eagles. I mean, sorry. I got Cincinnati.
You got Cincinnati. Houston at Green Bay. Green Bay got a win last week. We touched on a little bit. We think that maybe Rodgers is humming again. Is the rest of the team humming? I don't know. I think losing J.J. Watt early in the season to the Texans, it really got them rattled.
I don't know, I remember he was in that game against Denver, and all I remember was someone mentioning he was in the game, but I didn't really see him in the game. I think J.J. Watt's kind of too much hype.
Oh, really?
Proof's in the pudding, man.
I don't know, man. They're missing him big time. But Osweiler's done nothing for him.
I don't trust those super tall quarterbacks. You know, that's why I'm not a fan of Flacco, so I'm taking the pack. Rodgers looked... Some of those passes were unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah.
Last week's game. Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
Agreed. Threw it into like a needle in a haystack.
Well, the haystack's pretty big. The needle easily... You can easily throw a needle into a haystack.
Haystack into a needle.
How about a needle into a button? That's what he did.
Oh, wow. Touche.
Thank you.
Take out all that crap.
English major there. Okay, Packers. You got the Packers?
I'm going to take the pack.
Super Bowl champs, Denver Broncos. Against 2-9, Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm not even spend much time on it. I'm going to go with the Broncos.
You're going with the Broncos. Yeah, I agree with you.
The Rams against the Patriots.
In New England. Why do we even go there? Gronk's going to be out, though.
I know. That makes them mad. And they're going to take it out on the Rams.
I hear you. Hey, so what did you think of looking at Goff, their number one guy that was supposed to be such a big deal?
I didn't watch the game. I watched the highlights. Didn't see anything special.
Nothing special?
No.
Okay.
It's only one game.
It's true.
He was leading in the first half, though.
That's true.
And fell apart after that.
It's how you finish. Do you think we're going to see him again against New England?
Fisher has a lot of heat on him right now. So I think they're going to throw him in.
Okay.
Just to take the heat off Fisher.
Look the other way.
Deflection.
The old what's good for the goose is good for the gander? That makes no sense. We got Detroit, New Orleans, Actually, I would say for a team that's humming along as well as New Orleans, I like the way that they're playing right now. Breeze is back to his run-and-gun style, throwing up 350, 400 yards in a game. I'm going with New Orleans on this one, buddy.
I've got the Saints as well.
You do? Okay.
Just because the Lions are on top of the division, I think it's going to be tough to stay up there. A lot of pressure to stay up on the top.
Green Bay is nipping. They're at the heels for sure.
And same with Minnesota. And you, like you said, the Saints are coming up.
I agree. Yeah, I think they're humming for sure.
Buffalo, Oakland.
That'll be an interesting one, man. I really like Tyrod Taylor. I think he's got great mobility. Oakland, I don't know. Like, look at that picture right now. Look at what they're showing here. Shady McCoy, though, had a great game last week. So if this is the resurgence of him as the star running back, this could be a really good game. I don't know which one to go with on this one right off the bat. How about you?
Buffalo's got a lot of pressure to catch Miami. They can catch them. They're only a game behind.
Mm-hmm.
And that means they're in the wild card hunt.
Right.
Why give it up on the Raiders? But the Raiders are playing so good.
They are. It's at home, too.
I feel like going out on a limb.
And going with Buffalo.
Picking the Bills.
Yeah. Either way, I think it's a good pick. However, Oakland at home just seems to be amazing. And their defense right now is unbelievable as well. This guy, number 52, is just a machine.
I'm switching over to the Raiders. Who do you got?
I'm taking the Raiders. Next game, I don't really care about.
The Sunday night, Washington, Arizona.
Yeah.
I think it's an easy one. I'm taking the Redskins.
You are, right? It's in Arizona. They need something, man. They need a boost.
Arizona's not even a wild card team anymore.
Yeah, agreed.
They're done.
You convinced me, Washington. I'll go with them as well. And don't we have the Sunday night game of the week? We're missing our team here. We still got more.
Oh, yeah.
We still got more, but we can talk about.
Quickly, Giants, Pittsburgh. Now remember, Peyton Manning just gave Eli Manning some advice on the Steelers.
He said, stay away from the therapist.
Stay away from him at all costs.
Or did he say, let's go out for a drink afterwards?
You're stalling. Who do you got?
Oh, wow. That's a shootout, buddy, in the OK Corral.
In Pittsburgh, I'm taking the Steelers.
You are. As you sit in your Steelers hoodie, makes sense. I'm liking the Giants, man. I just need Odell Beckham to go off.
They don't want Dallas to get too far away from them, so it's a good pick.
Tampa Bay at your beloved San Diego.
San Diego, easy. We're going to talk about them in the next segment.
Hey, man, Tampa Bay just beat my beloved Seahawks. How do the Seahawks beat up on the Patriots and lose to Tampa Bay the following week?
That's the anomaly that is the Seahawks.
It's true. It's frustrating as hell.
Who do you got? You going against my Philip Rivers?
Wow. It's in San Diego, though.
They're running the table.
You know what? They're not. Oh, I admire your loyalty.
Who do you got? This segment's going too long.
Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay, wow.
I like Winston. I like what he's doing there.
All right, we're not doing the Monday night game, which is Indianapolis, New York.
Right.
Just quickly pick. Who do you think is going to win, just out of curiosity?
The Jets.
The Jets?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
This
is the big one.
You betcha.
I wouldn't say it's the game of the week. I think the Giants-Pittsburgh game is going to be the game of the week.
Yes.
But it is the Sunday night game. The Dabbers, Carolina Panthers against your Seattle frickin' Seahawks.
I got in trouble last time for not going with my heart. I even was given a nickname that's been repeated a few times now.
The Betrayer.
The Double B?
The Double B, Brett the Betrayer.
However, they're at home and we got Bennett coming back.
All right, just put you down for the Seahawks.
Do you want to hear any reasoning behind it?
No.
All right, fair enough. Yeah, put me down for the Seahawks. What do you think? You picking Newton?
Not against that defense.
Yeah, buddy.
Carolina is going down.
I thought you were going to do an official flip-flop.
No, I was thinking of it. I don't think Cam Newton really likes the Seahawks, but I don't think he can do anything about it.
Right.
You know, like if Philip Rivers walked into that stadium and he had a chip on his shoulder, he didn't like you guys.
Sure.
You're in a lot of trouble.
Okay.
Seriously, you're in a world of hurt. He's going to make you pay for it.
He's going to make you pay by getting extra towels on the sideline when he's crying and throwing temper tantrums.
He's going to pick you apart. He's going to make you look like you're amateurs out there.
Not true.
But when it comes to Newton, he doesn't have the fortitude. He doesn't have that confidence or swagger. And he doesn't have the weaponry.
That's the other part of it.
They're dying right now. They are in a tailspin. They're almost like the Browns where they've accepted that they're going to take all the heat for making the Super Bowl and they're not even coming close to making it. They're in the basement of their division.
Yeah. Yeah, they're doing horrible, man.
They're finished.
They've got the Super Bowl hangover. Right. We got to talk a little bit about a segment we haven't talked about recently. Do you see any locks in there?
You know, I thought about the locks, and we decided we're not. We just did Sunday picks to kind of get back into it. I don't see anything that stands out at me.
Agreed.
I'm getting tired of putting the Patriots as a lock.
Okay, I'll put Denver as a lock then over Jacksonville.
Yeah, I guess you know it's just the NFL has become so polarized when it comes to teams. Like, there's so many teams that are only two or three losses.
Yes,
there's some teams that. That's all they have, two or three wins.
Yes.
And when they play each other, what do you think is going to happen?
So that brings up a great point as well that we talked about before. Do you think that because there's superstar teams in a weak division or, you know, teams that aren't in a great... Or there's teams that are in a really tough division, but they would do much better in another division. You see where I'm going with it? Does it need to be skewed a little bit? We talked about this with my dad. He's got a little input on it. What's your thoughts?
I think, you know what, in a conference, I understand why they have it set up the way they have it.
Yes.
Because imagine if no team from the West makes it in. Even your Seahawks. If it was the top eight teams or something and they didn't make it, people in that area aren't invested to watch it. I mean, everybody watches the Super Bowl, but you know, if your team's not in it for the playoffs, then what's the point? I think basketball, someone made a good point. Last year, or the last few years, the Western Conference, if you were to seed the playoffs 1 through 16 for the entire league, over 10 teams would be from the West.
Gotcha.
And you would only have a few teams from the East. Like, the Bulls wouldn't even be in.
Yeah.
Right? Toronto and Cleveland probably be in Boston. Everybody else wouldn't be in. So there's no incentive for people on the East to watch it, and that's where a multitude of people are.
Right. It's like, where the dollars are spent.
Yeah, concentration heavy, right? Like, people.
Sure.
So I think the NFL follows that same pattern. I always thought the NFC with the division with Dallas, Philadelphia, New York, and Washington, those are four absolutely major markets, and usually only one of those teams gets in.
Right.
So you're taking out, the Giants don't make it and the Jets usually don't. You're taking New York right out of the picture.
Yes.
You know, so there's a lot of money there, a lot of viewership there. You take Dallas out, that's like not just America's team, like that's just, you know, out of the entire NFL, out of all the four big sports,
right?
They're probably the number one.
Agreed.
Most valued.
Agreed.
Is the Cowboys, right?
Yeah.
You take them out, and they haven't been in for so long.
Maybe that's why they put Houston in there too, so they can hang their hopes on that one.
Yeah, for sure. I think that has something to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's why they want an LA market. They need those dollars. They need that viewership.
Agreed.
Why have it in St. Louis?
No, valid point.
Right?
Valid point.
I didn't want to get into that. But,
but we did.
I don't even think we have time for our last segment.
I can't even wait for KC and Atlanta. That game's going to be exciting.
All right, we ran a little over time, so I think we'll look at hopes and dreams next week.
Oh, wow.
You know, we'll look at your Seahawks, see what you think they're going to do. Look at my San Diego Chargers, who I said a couple weeks ago are going to begin to run the table. And guess what? They won last week.
What was the score?
You can't ask me that. I don't know what the fucking score was, man.
Who are they playing even?
Last week?
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry, I'll find out. We're back from the bye week. We'll be back next week. There's no more bye weeks for both of us for the rest of the year.
It's true.
Welcome back, Mr. Cotter.
Thank you very much. It was good to be back with you again, buddy. I'm glad we have our mascot here. Touchdown or TD, as you will.
Right.
And hopefully he does well for me this weekend. And
we'll find a nice spot for him.
We will.
On the mantle or something.
I like it.
Maybe I'll put him on the tree.
I like it. Yeah, actually, it's very festive. You should.
You know, maybe I'll do that.
You should.
All right, so we'll be back next week.
Absolutely. Best luck, everyone, this weekend on your picks. And thanks for tuning in.